Community Radio.
You were diagnosed in 2002 with kidney cancer.
Yes.
And somewhat incredibly, compared to some of your contemporaries, led to a comedy show.
Yeah. Well, it's what comedians should do. You know, it's what was happening to me at the time. Mm. It was what I, you know, it's all I could think about. It's all I could relate to. And so, you know, I was naturally being funny about it as soon as it happened. And so my material at the time, it started off as 20 minutes. And I just thought, well, no, I will do. I will do the whole theatre show. And, yeah, I mean, it was a bit annoying because, you know, after a while, it was a cloud over me. Oh, it's the cancer comic. You know, you'd have to go and do things because it was cancer. No, well, worst one was the BBC rang me and said, you know, we're doing a thing called the Big C, which is a gig at the Alexandra Palace. You know, it's cancer awareness. And, you know, would you do 5 minutes? And I should have checked and said, well, what do you mean, you know, Alexandra Palace? And I was on between Goldie Looking Chain and Razor Light. So it was like a mosh pit in front of me of kids. And they went, it was Reggie Yates going, oh, that was Goldie Looking Chain. Now somebody who's had cancer but has made a light of it. Please welcome Andre Vincent. I come out and do 5 minutes of jokes on cancer to these kids who are just like, what happened? Where's the music gone? So
I'm going to just say a couple of words to you, and I think you can tell the rest of the story.
Go on.
$2 billion.
Oh, no. How did you find out about that?
Oh, I do my research.
Wow. I got a call from Pfizer. Pfizer wanted to put some money into cancer research. And at the time, I just read that book, The Corporation. And I realised that Pfizer was like, you know, the richest company on the planet. And they said, yeah, we want to put money into cancer research. And I was wondering if we could use 10 minutes of your show. And I said, well, how much are you putting in? And they went, well, $1 million. And I went, well, no, you can't. You know, I know what money you've got.
Right.
Double it and I'll be interested. And I said, well, I'm not sure about that. I said, well, you know, I can't see it happening. And they rang back about 3 weeks later and went, yeah, we've had meetings and, yeah, we're going to double it. Fine, you can have what you want. Within 20 minutes, I had a call from the president of cancer research in the States going, Mr. Vincent, what you've done is just incredible. I said, well, it's not incredible. We should have gone for a lot more, really. No, I mean, $2 billion. No, hold on, back up. How much? Who's going to say $1 billion down the phone to me, you know? And I cockily just went, nah, double it. Captain Penge really came out, I can assure you. I was Maple Street Market. Nah, son, double it. I'm telling you, that's what you pay for. So it's sort of weird when people say, can you come and do a benefit for cancer? And I go, nah, I've raised $2 billion.
Done your bit.
Done bit, yeah. I've had a go.
Sydenham Community Radio.